Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Joe Biden, the senator from Delaware, and I'm unsure if I approve this message.
Whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be or excuse me, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently.
Somebody.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. All men are created by
the
go, you know the thing. Why the hell would I take a test?
Man,
we choose truth over facts.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
We gotta. It's just, but you gotta. I mean, we gotta reassure. Look, my message to everybody I talk to is
nobody.
Why?
You're getting nervous, man.
Nobody.
Sorry.
When it's freezing.
Go ahead.
No, I probably best I don't. I mean, this idea of, you know, slow Joe. I shouldn't laugh about it because, anyway.
Now, Times Square. It's that Kevin show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, he puts America first, Mark Lauder. She wants to be the next senator from New Jersey, Christine Serrano Glasner. A mugging of New York City-sized proportions tonight. Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum. Plus, Zach Williams and Dolly Parton in Spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where the St. Paddy's revelers are about to swarm the pubs like pizza rats on a fresh pie, here's the Kevin!
Welcome to the weekend. Yeah, I don't understand. Well, we've got a bit of controversy, actually, in Times Square this year regarding the upcoming Saints holidays. Because tomorrow will be St. Patty's Day. And 2 days after that, it will be St. Joseph's Day. And for some reason, well, I'll get into this later, but I've got a buddy that's he's going a little hard on the St. Patrick. St. Patrick was a good guy. Now, I don't know if St. Patrick would be doing Bloody Mary pickle shots. Did you see this? Would you do this? You put the Bloody Mary inside of a honed-out dill pickle, and then you, I guess you shoot the shot, and then you eat the pickle. I would try it. It's kind of tasty. It sounds tasty to me, anyway. Glad you're with us. And look at what they found. It's returned. My favorite white coffee mug with the black logo. Of course, we still have the glossy black mug with the white logo. So either one of them can be your friend. And we're going to give one of these away tonight. If you have not registered yet, you still have a chance. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. Send me the email. Just put in the subject line, mug, and then put in the body if you want the white one or the black one, and then be listening when we draw the name. Coming up in segment three tonight, we're going to draw the name. Will you get the white mug with the black logo or the black mug with the white logo? It's your choice as we continue our great mugging of New York City proportion. Anyway, welcome. Glad you're here. I was curious about something this week. There's lots of things that the president and the vice president probably should be addressing. For instance, we still have a very problematic southern border, and we have terrorists coming across that border. In fact, you've now got gang members in Chicago that are going on local television complaining about the fact that the people coming over the border have so many gang members among them that the gang members in Chicago are getting rubbed out by the gang members coming here from other places because the new gang members are taking over and the gang members in Chicago don't like it. And Chicago already has like a gang problem because that's where they have all the shootings each week. So you know it's bad. You know it's bad if your domestic gangs are fed up with having the foreign gangs come in. And I'm assuming these are all likely Biden voters anyway. But so you've got that, you've got the economy that's a mess, you've got inflation that does not take its boot off of the neck of the average consumer. Why is Kamala Harris going to Minneapolis to go to an abortion mill? And she stands there doing the press conference like she's some sort of, like just on a normal mission, like I'm here to talk about plastic spoons. Yes, we're going to have plastic spoons in the lunchrooms across the cafeterias of America. And I hope that the plastic spoons will work well. She says the stuff with like, and you realize that people die in this place. Now consider the kind of required media respect that she's granted because she's the vice president. And the case of Livia Tosishi Bolt. Now, Livia is a retired woman who, instead of doing anything rambunctious, and trust me, there's people, activists on all political sides that can get rambunctious sometimes. But instead of getting rambunctious, look at what she's doing. She's holding a sign. It's a sweet sign. It's a sign that says, she wants to talk if you want to talk. She's just going to be there. She's not showing a picture of anything. She doesn't have some loud, outrageous headline printed across her poster board. She says, if you would like to talk, I'm here. But she's arrested. Livia Tosishi Bolt gets arrested for holding a sign that says she's just there if you'd like to talk. Meanwhile, the literal vice president and, scarily enough, second most powerful person on planet Earth goes to an actual abortion mill, holds a press conference, talks about the killing of babies like it's just kind of the normal thing. Press just like writes it up. Well, she said that, and we got that, and got the story. Guess we're all good. Meanwhile, little retired Livia, outside an abortion mill, not holding a picture, not saying you're going to burn in hell if you kill your baby, not doing any of that. She's just standing there with a sign. I'm here to talk. If you'd like to talk, I'd like to talk. Friends, what's wrong with our universe? It's not just the contrast of the lady's actions. It's the reaction to it by the entire world. No one's offended that the little old lady who said, I'm here if you want to talk to somebody, got arrested. Meanwhile, Cackleface just goes wherever she wants, says stuff that's crazier than the looniest loons in the loony bins.
talks about the killing of babies like it's, you know, distributing flatware to the cafeteria. And at the end of the day, people are made to think that the little old lady who just wants to talk to you, and only if you want to talk, is the one to be afraid of. We have lost our God-given minds. Kevin McCullough, coming back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That Kevin Show, always glad to talk about America first. Here on That Kevin Show. In fact, we've gone to great lengths to continue the discussion about America First. And my next guest is no stranger. In fact, in some ways, he is the mouthpiece for the America First movement. Mark Lauder was part of the Trump campaign in 2020. He is out there making the case now for why America First principles must be adhered to in order for our country to be made great once again. Please welcome Mark Lauder back to That Kevin Show. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kevin, thank goodness I'm just the mouthpiece, not the brains behind it, right?
Well, in some respects, you know, people talk about Donald Trump and make America great again. In a lot of respects, at least from my observation of history, he was a continuation of the angst that started during the Obama era with the Tea Party. And it's just Americans that believe in founding principles, that believe in, you know, putting the focus of American government and public interest on the welfare of what America needs. And the current administration, and you saw it again in the State of the Union last week, has seemed to run and made everybody else that's even possible first, and then America comes somewhere after that. Am I misreading the signs?
No, you're not. In fact, I mean, look at the State of the Union. The first thing out of his mouth was about Ukraine and how we should spend billions of dollars securing and defending Ukraine's border, but nothing about securing our own border or dealing with the sky high prices that we've had to do. And, you know, Kevin, I actually think that the whole America First movement actually goes back way farther than that. I think you had so many Americans who had been lied to by politicians of both parties and candidates of both parties. I mean, going all the way back to Read My Lips, to the fact that for 30 some years we had a law on the books that said you're going to move the embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And yet presidents of both parties who said they were going to do it kept signing the waiver to not actually get it done, or to get tough with China, or to defend American manufacturing jobs. All of these things, I think the American people got sick and tired of your so-called standard politicians saying one thing on the campaign trail and doing the exact opposite when they got into office. So they turned to an outsider, they turned to a businessman whose most famous phrase is, "You're fired."
Yeah, and it's really remarkable. I was with some Wall Street types last week as an oil and gas company that I'm investing in came to NASDAQ and rang the bell, and we got to be there with them when they did that. And it was really striking because we got into a conversation about how America's wealthiest president, probably, I mean, Donald Trump had significant wealth long before he was ever a politician. It's usually the other way around. Usually people get rich while they're in politics, but he made his wealth and began to lose it while he was serving publicly. But it's this billionaire, it's this uber successful billionaire that seems to connect with the America First everyday plumber, mailman, doctor, lawyer, Main Street USA, like the everyday American seems to identify more with this guy who we're told by his opponents is elite and racist and all these other things that nobody can expect him to relate to. And yet when you see him with people, everyday folks, the everyday man and woman, they love this man.
No, absolutely. And I think it's part of his DNA. I mean, I remember on the 2016 campaign and in the transition, the early years in the White House, I remember the president telling a story about how the person he always wanted to talk to at all of his buildings was the loading dock guy, because that's the person who knows everything that's going on in the building, everything that's coming in and out, every repairman that has to come fix a problem that someone else should have fixed beforehand. He knows exactly who's in and out. And then he would talk to the plumbers and electricians like, don't tell me what, you know, what the rich people who buy these condos and these apartments want. Tell me what you would do differently. And then he would adjust his plans based on the people who were actually doing the job. And if he didn't like how they were doing it, he would grab a paintbrush and do it himself.
Well, it's interesting because my friends who were here were from out of town. They were staying at the Trump Tower. And I've heard this from multiple people, but if you talk to the room service, if you talk to the people that serve you at the front desk and take your bags up and do all the rest of it, they will, to a person, just be effusive about what a good boss Donald Trump has been. And I think that the American people saw that when they were given a chance to really understand that he wasn't just a TV star or someone that, you know, had built a big conglomerate of companies. But let's talk about the road ahead, because as much as it is interesting to now know that Haley's gone, Joe Biden is still mad, angry, and crazy, there is a campaign to run between now and November 5th. If you were, and you're not part of the campaign officially this year, not that I know of, at least as of yet, but if you were, what would the focus be inside that think tank right now? What are they preparing to do? What's the media campaign going to look like? What's the message that we're going to be hearing on the airwaves?
Well, I think the biggest difference between 2020 and 2024 is that Joe Biden has a record. He was a hypothetical president back in 2020. You really couldn't attack him for things that Obama did. You couldn't go back 12 years before that and attack him for things that he had done over his 50-year career in the Senate. So he could hide in his basement. He could say, I'll end the pandemic and I won't mean tweet. And people could envision that, oh, okay, fine. Well, he has a record now, and the American people don't like it. Two-thirds of the American people think we're on the wrong track. 60%+ disagree with his policies on inflation, the economy, immigration, crime, education. You go down the list, and there's hardly anything that Joe Biden's approval is actually positive. It's mostly overwhelmingly negative. So I think you just have to draw the contrast and ask people, ask yourself, are you safer now than you were 4 years ago or 5 years ago? Are things cheaper now than they were when Donald Trump was in office? Was the border more secure when Donald Trump was in office? And when you answer that question, it pretty much just points you right in the direction of where you should cast your ballot come November.
Mark, I wrote in my town hall piece this week that the president did owe the American people an apology, but it was to the Lake and Riley family at the State of the Union and not the illegals that he apologized for calling illegal. MSNBC and CNN are out the last couple of days with polls saying that now they see Joe Biden underwater in every poll that they're looking at. I know it would take a move of heaven and earth to get them to ever admit that, but he has blundered big time in almost every public step he's taken in the last few weeks. Is it your opinion that they're going to try to replace him at the convention?
I really don't think they can. And let me tell you why. So a lot of the polls that we've seen in the last couple of weeks or so indicate Donald Trump getting 20-25% of the black vote, which is obviously one of the most important voting blocks for Democrats. He got 8% in 2020. Now, I do believe that number will fall. I hope it doesn't. I hope it grows. But it will likely fall as the campaign starts to pick up speed. But if they were to replace Joe Biden with anyone other than Kamala Harris, who's even worse and more unpopular than Joe Biden, you will take an already fracturing voting bloc and depress them even more.
Mark Lauder, always appreciate your input and your insight. Thank you for being back with us.
Always good to be here.
Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The governor of Ohio says people across the state came together in the aftermath of Friday's killer tornadoes. Republican Mike DeWine toured some of the damage on Friday in the north central part of the state. Three people died in one tornado.
Indian Lake community will come back. That's the message I got from everybody.
The suspect in last month's fatal beating of a Georgia nursing student is asking for a jury trial. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is in custody for the death of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. Officials say Riley's body was found in a wooded area near the University of Georgia. A new study says more U.S. teens are experimenting with a psychoactive drug called Delta 8. At least one or two students in every average-size high school class had tried the drug last year. Delta 8 is a chemical compound found in cannabis and hemp plants. Dave Collins, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Glad you're with us at That Kevin Show. Thank you for joining us. And as I've promised, tonight we are going to give away a brand new, beautifully detailed That Kevin Show coffee mug. The white one with the black logo and the black inside and handle, or the glossy black with the white logo. I think they both look super sharp, and I love both of them. Did you also know, though, that we have the That Kevin Show vinyl sticker? Maybe you've got one of these. My bride got me this for Christmas, the big Stanley. I think you can put an entire 750 milliliters into this. Now, I don't know what 750 milliliters is, except a wine bottle or
a bottle of adult beverage of some sort, because they usually come in 750 milliliters. But I've been told by my lovely bride that you can put 750 milliliters of something in this. But if you want to deck it out with the beautiful That Kevin Show sticker, we've got those at That Kevin store as well. But check it out. Now, it is time to name this week's drawing winner of, and she's requested the lovely black mug, the black That Kevin Show mug, and it is none other than Susan Bergen, who just registered to win last week. So if you would like a chance at winning either the white mug with the black logo or the black mug with the white logo, feel free to send us those registrations. Just send your email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, and put in the subject line mug, or I want to be mugged, or come mug me, or, you know, something along those lines. And then in the body of the email, put which mug you think you might like. Is it the white one, the beautiful white one with the black interior and the black handle and the black logo? Or is it the very snazzy, glossy black all the way around with the That Kevin Show white logo on it? Either one, very attractive, and I highly recommend. And they do amazing things like keeping your beverages nice and toasty, which is what I want my coffee mug to do when it has, in fact, my coffee in it. I would like it to be warm. It's a good thing if it does its job. Speaking of doing their job, my day job, I work for the Salem radio stations here in New York City. And our morning man on AM 970, The Answer, is none other than the Saturday Night Live great Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo's a good guy, and I've had a great time working with him and alongside of him, but he wanted to pick a fight this weekend because, you know, St. Joseph's and St. Patrick's, they come very close together, and you got the whole, you know, the pastries and all the rest of it, and I've been good. If you wanted to be a St. Patty's fan, then be a St. Patty's fan. As a McCullough, I'm a little more inclined towards the Irish saint, but St. Joseph's is also in this season, and Mr. Piscopo had to take to his Instagram yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, middle of the day on Friday, to put this obnoxious thing up. This is what he said. This is supposedly being quoted from Father Guido Sarducci. Father Guido said, "St. Patrick was a good saint, but he wasn't a great saint. St. Joseph is a great saint, because he is the patron saint of Italy." Well, I don't know that Ireland has a patron saint, but what do you got to go pick on Patrick for? I mean, it's okay if St. Joseph and St. Patrick were both good guys, isn't it? Why does it have to be one or the other? And Mr. Piscopo, why you got to go hating on your Irish brethren? I'm with you. I love Italy. I went to Italy this last year. I took the bride to Italy. Joe, what are you killing me for? You gotta diss St. Patrick to make St. Joseph look better, or are you going to leave that up to Father Guido? Is that really his name, by the way, Father Guido? So anyway, Father Guido Sarducci, St. Patrick, not a great saint. St. Joseph, a great saint, because he's the patron saint of Italy. But St. Patrick, in Father Guido's words, only so-so. And I don't like that. So anyway, send the email, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, to register for your chance to win the mug. And then, just a reminder, all of the merch is available at thatkevinstore.com, which is easy enough to find just by going to thatkevinstore.com. You got the mugs, got the stickers, got the sweatshirts, really cool stuff, and I think you're going to enjoy that. We've got three different style of baseball caps, by the way, which as soon as I have one in hand, you'll be seeing me wearing it everywhere. But you can check that out, thatkevinstore.com. And then if you want anything related to the show, and by the show, I mean, of course, That Kevin Show, the weekend edition, but I've also got the daily Kevin McCullough Radio, the nightly Radio Night Live, and the new thing that we've experimented with called Here's What I Was Thinking. That's going to all be available as well on my social media, which is That Kevin Show across the board.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is election season. Decision 24 is underway. And one of the races that is very, very important is the Senate seat that Bob Menendez will be vacating at the end of the term, and what's happening in New Jersey in terms of his replacement. Democrats have a primary. Republicans have a primary. And the front runner for the Republican primary is Christine Serrano-Glassner, who rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough. Christine, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. Always a pleasure to see you. It's really been a great race so far.
Well, we have been working every day. You know that, and we're going to keep at it.
That's what I want to ask you about right now, because New Jersey's primary comes so doggone late in the cycle, and the presidential race will be largely determined before then, which means that your race then kind of gets elevated to the top of the primary ticket in terms of why people need to show up for it. But they may think, oh, I don't know, they're all the same, good, whatever. So why do people need to get out in New Jersey and support you on primary day?
Well, people need to support me because I am the Trump candidate. It's that simple. And on that ticket, Trump needs to have the strongest possible candidate in that Senate spot. Hands down, that's it. You know that I endorsed the president. I was the first New Jersey elected official this year to come out and endorse President Trump. I like to call it 2.0, right?
But the great reset.
You know, we did that,
yes.
And certainly none of the other Senate candidates have done that. I said, we've got to, and that was before Iowa caucus. And I said, we've got to do this because we've got to show the president, President Trump, that this is, sorry about that. We've got to show President Trump that New Jersey is behind him. And people have to, you know, people say to me, Kevin, I don't like some of the things he says. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like some of the things my kids say to me sometimes, but I still love them. I support them. That's how it goes. So people need to get over
it. Would you rather have somebody who says stuff you sometimes don't like or a president who does things all the time that you don't like? And that's the comparison for this next go around. If you're a tepid Trump supporter and you get like, okay, the tweets kind of got to me a little bit. Okay, fine. But did you like the policies? Yes. And were they better for America? Yes. Are Joe Biden's, is he a nice guy? Well, it turns out he's kind of not. But that's neither here nor there. It's policies are bad. The policies are what you're voting for in this situation, not personality.
Well, the Biden administration has shown us that they value power over life itself. And look what they did. Look at these young women that have been raped and murdered by these criminals that they're just escorting into our country. And, you know, with the last one, poor Laken Riley. And that touches me right here because she's a college junior. And I have two college girls.
Oh.
I feel for that family. It's just horrible. Biden, they didn't say anything for almost a week. And, you know, when he finally did, it was probably between ice cream bites. They don't care about life at all. If they did, they would close that border down. He would do something. He would do more. But every year you've got 100,000 Americans dying from that Chinese poison known as fentanyl. That's all Biden. He gets to own that.
Well, especially when, as I wrote in Town Hall over the weekend, he was hand-delivered a secure border in which migrants were being processed on the Mexican side of the border. Mexico was helping to enforce border security because Trump had very skillfully used tariffs to keep migrants there and to have the Mexican authorities helping. This is all – and you know, it's interesting because Biden touted his national foreign affairs policy bona fides when he ran for the office, but he went hat in hand to Saudi Arabia, who wouldn't sell him oil, and he went hat in hand to Venezuela, our enemy, who pretended to agree that they would take deportees back. They announced this last week. They're not going to accept any more flights of deportees, mostly because what they've given us are their criminals. They've emptied their prisons and gotten rid of their criminals, and those are the people that they've sent to us. Christine, in New York City, as we speak right now, you have a Venezuelan crime gang that was all behind bars in Venezuela. They have now reformulated and now are operating, stealing mopeds and other things in the city left and right. We've imported a massive crime problem through Biden's migration policies.
That's right. And something is going to have to happen. They are going to have to be deported. If Venezuela won't take them, I don't know where they're going to go. Could be a ship on the ocean forever. Just sailing around.
Now let's move to your race. Let's move to your race because Curtis Bashaw is a big a developer, entrepreneur. Cape May Congress Hotel. People may know some of his accomplishments, but he chose to announce his candidacy on PBS. And I don't know a lot of Republicans that watch PBS. We've invited him on the show. I haven't heard from him as of yet. Your husband worked for Donald Trump. You are endorsing Donald Trump early and loud. Is the Trump candidate going to be the candidate for the state of New Jersey?
Well, what I know is that the anti-Trump candidate should not be the U.S. Senate candidate with Trump at the top of the ticket. And you can't pretend what you've done in the past. You can't pretend the fact that you've donated to Gary Johnson. You can't pretend that your social media frequently had, you know, anti-Trump messaging on it. I mean, that's a reality. It should not be somebody like that. It should be somebody that has been in support of the president and his policies. And
so to be clear, you're saying that Curtis Bashaw has been anti-Trump consistently publicly and has now shifted his messaging to say that he was not.
Correct. That's exactly correct. And it's a simple fact. I like to look at the facts. I'm not interested in bashing any other Republicans.
Right.
I have no problem in going after Bob Menendez. That brings great joy to me. But I will point out the facts. And that's a fact. And so people need to decide, are you with the president and are you going to vote for a candidate that is also with the president now and has been with the president, has supported the president for a long time? You know, one of my greatest pleasures was that when I first ran for council, I got to be on the ballot with the president. And it was, you know, I saved it. It was a really special thing. And I would love to be on the ballot with him again. That's not why I'm doing this. This race is important. This is the first time in a lot of years that we feel like we really have an opportunity that we could win this seat and New Jersey could make a contribution to the nation. We have
to invest in that.
That's
what people need to remember is that U.S. Senate seats really dictate policy for the whole country. It's a much different type of representation than a congressional seat where you're confined to your district. You legitimately represent your entire state. Christine Serrano-Glasner, where do they go to help your campaign?
Please come see us at Christine4NJ.com. That's Christine with a C-H, Christine4NJ.com.
Great. We'll talk to you again soon.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Well, 2 years ago, they combined efforts for their first duet, and that was so successful that they have continued to work on new projects together. In the spotlight, back tonight, Zach Williams and the inimitable Dolly Parton.
Times that I was hard, because I believed that life could have meaning through things I achieved. But you knew I was looking for you. Every time I thought romance might feel a hole, that incomplete feeling still lived in my soul. Oh, you knew I was looking for you. Down 100 highways, in a fever suit, in a thousand foolish things I went through.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.